Colin, cut that.
Cut that, Colin.
Some content may not be suitable for all listeners. Listener discretion advised.
Pancake has been having welcome back to the podcast, by the way. Pancake has been having a very hard time adjusting to living with four cats instead of just two. She has been
I'm
feeling
no longer a head cat.
Yeah, she's been feeling neglected, she's been feeling left out, and she's been feeling singled out. Because Mildred has this hatred for Pancake that I cannot understand. And Pancake is an idiot, so she matches every behavior towards her with that same behavior. And so when Mildred is aggressive, Pancake is aggressive. But when Archie is playful and fun, Pancake is playful and fun. You know what I mean? Like, she just matches their energy. And Mildred just fucking beats the shit out of Pancake all the time. It's so mean. Look at how good you're sitting. That's a very good dog.
Good girl.
She's so neglected.
I feel like I haven't seen you in so long.
I know. It's only been like a week and 2 days, if anyone's counting.
No, because we recorded on...
We recorded last Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. Wild.
Yeah. Oh, crazy. I guess I should get all my shit out for this wild ride of a story.
Yeah.
If we're here.
Back.
Welcome back.
We're in a basement.
We are in a basement.
I'm Colin.
I'm Sierra.
And Pancake's here.
Pancake is here.
That is all
That's
the
it.
Beings in the room.
Yeah. There's no one. It's just me and Colin. We might go fucking crazy.
Yeah.
You never know. Also, I had some drinks with Sam before this, so... If it doesn't make sense, I'm sorry in advance. I'm going to try my best here. And it should be fine. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. I also wrote my script in a completely different format today, which was I didn't know I was going to be drinking after I wrote my script. So we're really going to see
how happens.
This goes. I did bullet points instead of like a narrative.
Hell yeah.
I mean, I was in AP Lang language. AP.
I think I took that class.
AP linkage.
So I was thinking about it the other day. It's wild to me how much you remember from like high school, and because I do not.
Can I say something?
Yes.
I did not start remembering things until high school, until like I quit my last job. So April 1.
But like, you know what classes you took and shit like that.
Yeah, but that was,
I just know like, I was there.
I didn't have anything else besides like school. Like my whole life was school. Whether it was marching band, actual school, like whatever. Like my whole social life revolved around what was going on at school. You see what I'm saying? So like I know exactly who the fuck I was sitting in AP Lang with because they were like my best friends from band.
That's wild. Huh.
Yeah. But I will say, I think from 18 or 19 until like 22, 23, especially this up until this year, I really did not think about high school a lot. And now that everybody's getting fucking married and having fucking kids, 2-3 kids, I'm not even kidding you, and still living in the same town, I get it if it works for you. I get it. But also, there is so much more to the world than Lake Arrowhead, California. I promise. Like, I know that I'm saying that from fucking Podunk, Yeehaw, Colorado, but you gotta go do something else for, like, just try it. Try something. Because marrying the guy that you went to high school with?
Yeah, Mr. Whitesell.
And Mr. Whitesell, exactly. I don't know if he married someone he went to high school with, but still, you know, like, get off the fucking mountain. Go do something. Have you touched grass? We don't have grass in Lake Arrowhead. So, like, go
not
touch
even
grass.
Like grass, not like mountain grass.
Pine needles everywhere.
Like, we have you know what I'm talking about? Like, mountain grass?
Yeah, mountain grass. We don't have mountain grass. Pine needles and dirt everywhere. We are a mountain range in the middle of Southern California. It's a desert.
Okay.
It's very bizarre.
Yeah.
We got to do a trip.
Yeah.
You got to come with me.
Yeah.
Because then you'll understand why I am the way that I am.
Yeah.
You'll see Southern California and you'll say, that's why she knows about rap. And then you'll see where I grew up and you'll say, that's why she's so white. That's why she's white. Thank you for catching that thought for me. Okay. Are you ready? Can you put your seatbelt on, please? Holy shit. That was crisp. Okay. So we're going on a trip.
In our favorite rocket ship.
And we're going to talk about a guy and all this crazy shit that he did. Because I love it when crazy people do crazy things. And then we're going to talk about the main reason why I picked this topic. Because when I first started writing this script, I did not have an inkling of what I was going to be writing. And I started writing last night. And I didn't even start typing things out on the Google Doc until today at 1 p.m. So we're flying by the seat of our pants here. But this is crazy because I can't get over this. Okay, so Sierra peruses YouTube at least once or twice a day. And when I was thinking about writing this script, I was like, okay, I need to think of something that's like Einstein's brain because that's like fun. And I love doing fun, quirky, weird shit like that. So I went back on the same website that I found the Einstein article on.
Uh-huh.
And I saw this entry for how the CIA tried to kill Fidel Castro 638 times and they were unsuccessful. They were trying to assassinate the guy of Cuba. And so I was like, I'm going to do
an episode on this. Is this about Castro?
No, shut up. So then I was like, I'm going to do an episode on this. This looks fucking sick. So I start watching a YouTube video about it because that's how I take information in. I like to watch and learn about it because I feel like I know more than like just reading about it.
Yeah.
And so I start watching this YouTube video and in my recommended, I see this YouTube video and it says Blank Road. The least grossing movie of all time.
Uh-huh.
And I said, now what's that about? So I click on it. And it's telling me this story about this movie called Zizek's Road.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of Zizek's Road?
No.
All right.
It's the least grossing movie. Why would I have heard of it?
Because it's fucking it's bizarre. The reasons and why they did it. So all right. Let's talk about Zizek's Road. How do you think Zizek's Road is spelled? Or Zizek's Road?
Just to give you C-Y-Z-E-C-S.
K-Q. It's Z-Z-Y-Z-X. Zizix.
Is it from another language?
Nope.
So they just took the English language, threw out the rules.
Well, we'll find out why it's called Zizix in a little bit. And so Zizix Road is an actual place. And the reason why this YouTube video caught my attention was because I recognized the road. And I said, that's somewhere in California. So that's why I clicked on the video. So the video starts playing and it's like, oh, in San Bernardino County. That's where I grew up. And Zizek's Road is, you see it on your way into and out of Las Vegas if you're traveling from LA.
Okay.
So you see it on the side of the Interstate 15, I-15. Like, you see Zizek's Road. And I always remember, because I had an uncle that lived in Las Vegas. And I was like, I know that word. I know that road. So I realized that they made a movie called Zizek's Road.
Right.
And I was like, period. The worst movie in the world? I'm down. So I start reading or, like, watching this video. And it's talking about this guy. And this guy that created the word Zizek's. And also a bunch of other fucking shit. But I want to talk about the movie first. So it was a 2006 American thriller film. And it starred Katherine Heigl, Leo Grillo, and Leo Grillo. That's horrible. And Tom Sizemore. So Katherine Heigl is the blonde girl in, I know you've probably never watched it, but Grey's Anatomy.
No.
Okay. Well, I'm sure if you saw a picture of her, you would recognize her. But this was when she was kind of gaining some traction for being in Grey's Anatomy, but wasn't like super, she wasn't like an A-list TV show celebrity. So it was written, directed, and produced by a guy named John Penny. The runtime is about 86 minutes. And let me just do the synopsis for you. So there's a man named Grant, and he's a philandering accountant. He goes to Las Vegas on a business trip and encounters a seductress, Marissa, and her jealous ex-boyfriend, Joey. Grant and Marissa incapacitate Joey, believing they have killed him, and decide to bury him along the eponymous? E-P-O-N-Y-M-O-U-S. Eponymous? Eponymous?
I have to see it.
Okay, well, they buried him along Zizek's Road.
Uh-huh.
And it was a rural road off I-15 in California's Mojave Desert.
Okay.
So after digging a grave, they return to find Joey missing from the trunk of Grant's car. Grant chases Joey through the desert with a shovel, and when he finds him hidden in an abandoned mine, he tells Joey a secret about Marissa. That was like the whole synopsis on Wikipedia, and I said, okay, thank you, copy-paste. Stick that in there. But basically, it was just like a regular, like, oops, we did something bad. We have to cover it up. Ha ha. But also like thriller movie.
But so the guy in the trunk wasn't dead yet?
No. He was just like knocked out. And
so
then
they dig a hole They've killed the guy.
Well, they thought he was dead, but they just knocked him out.
They're just not good. They're just not qualified assassins.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so like filming for it was in the summer of 2005. And hey, this is my podcast and his podcast, not yours. Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. Pancake, we're talking about Zizix Road. Be quiet. So the shooting for the film lasted 18 days plus an additional 2 days for pickup scenes. And it was shot entirely on location in the Mojave Desert in and around the local mines in the Mojave Desert. Because if you think about it, like, LA is really only like this big compared to the rest of the desert that's between LA and Nevada.
Right.
There's a lot of shit going on out there that we probably don't know about.
Yeah, okay.
And then when we do know about it, it's called Coachella, and then it turns into, like, a whole fucking thing. Coachella used to be, like, the coolest thing, and now it just sucks. So anyways, one of the members of the cast, Tom Sizemore, he was arrested repeatedly from failing drug tests while on probation.
Okay.
So we have a star-studded cast here. Uh-huh. A-plus people. From February 25th to March 2006... Zizix Road was shown once a day at noon at the Highland Park Theater Village in Dallas, Texas, in one auditorium rented by the producers for $1,000. That was the only place that Zizix Road showed.
That's crazy.
So it's this movie made by movie people with movie people in it acting, and it's showed in one place for a week, one time a day. What are we doing? What is that about? Right? So the limited release was deliberate, apparently. So Leo Grillo, the guy who was arrested a bunch. Or no, sorry. He wasn't the one who was arrested.
That Sizemore.
Yeah. Leo Grillo was uninterested in releasing the film domestically until it underwent foreign distribution. But the film needed to fulfill the U.S. release obligation required by the Screen Actors Guild for low-budget films. Because it was a low-budget film, they could get away with making a movie and paying their actors less.
Right, okay.
So that was, like, the whole reason behind it. And they were like, we'll release it internationally and make money that way.
Yeah.
So, in total, it earned... Actually, I want you to guess. How much do you think it earned in the box office?
$2,000.
Oh, my God, bitch. It earned $30.
No. You're fucking kidding me.
$30.
So that's, like... This is 2005, 2006. So... Is this after they paid for their time in the theater? So,
yep.
So they essentially made $1,030.
Well, no, because they paid for the theater like beforehand. So okay, they really so, only
but,
made $30.
But accounting wise, they literally only made...
Yeah.
So that's like what, four
grossing,
tickets?
They made $30. So...
this is the only movie playing in the middle of the day.
It was from six people paying $5 each for admission. Jesus. But here's a fun fact. It actually only grossed $20 because Grillo personally refunded two tickets purchased by the film's makeup artist who saw the film with a friend. So they only made $20 because one of
fucking
the actors,
Grillo.
Yeah, because one of the actors said, "Oh, the makeup artist is here with her friend. I don't want her to pay for her tickets."
Oh my God. Yeah. So stupid. So that is stupid. Something that irks me when your friend buys tickets to a show, whatever, mm-hmm. like it's a friend of the band and they buy tickets, and then they come over, they're like, "We had a party of eight and only six people came." Like, they're your friends. You're really gonna like try and get a refund for your tickets and not support your friends that other two tickets.
It's
like,
so fucking
it's just
stupid,
fucked up.
Dude, yeah. So
support your friends.
Right. Support your friends, support your local artists. So that's Zizix Road. And I will say, for clarity's sake, Zizix Road, the place, the actual physical place on a map, is spelled Z-Z-Y-Z-X.
Okay.
But Zizix Road, the movie, is spelled Z-Y-Z-Z-X.
Probably so you could actually pronounce it.
No, just because they didn't want to get, like, claimed for using a... Yeah. It's fucking stupid, right?
Not that you could pronounce it either way. Like...
So I'm like, okay, what the fuck is this? What's Zizix Road? So I type into my little Google search, And I say ZZYZX, the hardest thing to ever type on a QWERTY keyboard, by the way. It's horrible. It's just your pinkies, your four and your five fingers just typing down there on the bottom left corner of your keyboard. But I type it in into YouTube and up pulls this fucking YouTube video. And it's a news interview. It's like a news station interview. And it's this guy. And apparently he is now like the overseer, in this communist country of Southern California. But he is in charge of what was Zizix Mineral Springs. And I was like, all right, word. Now we're getting into something. So I watched this whole interview, and apparently there's this guy. And this guy bought all this land out on Zizix Road before it was called Zizix Road.
Uh-huh.
And he basically turned it into like this compound. Right? So the man's name is Curtis Howe Springer, right? I'm like, okay, well, yeah, get into it.
He's got three names. Because sounds like someone that would own a compound.
Right.
So, and be a serial killer on the side.
At first, I was like, oh, there's this cool hot springs in between Las Vegas and Los Angeles that no one has ever been to or no one goes to. Like, that's weird. I'm surprised it's not, like, on more Instagram feeds or whatever the fuck people are doing these days, you know? I'm like, why does this exist? Who is this person that created this place, right? So I find Curtis Springer.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to talk about his personal life for a second, okay?
Yay!
So he was born on December 2nd of 1896. So we are going way back in time.
Uh-huh.
And he was born in Birmingham, Alabama.
Birmingham, Alabama.
You know, and in his early life, I'm going to pass away. So in his early life, he, quote, drummed up crowds for William Jennings Bryan's tirades against demon rum. There are so many hard words in there. I'm going to say that again. He drummed up crowds for William Jennings Bryan's tirades against demon rum. Would you like to decipher that for me, Colin?
Yes.
Go ahead.
He was out on the street yelling, people, come here. We got William Jennings Bryan's demon rum.
Williams Jennings Bryan's.
Williams?
No, it's not Williams. William it's Jennings just William.
Bryan's.
Jennings is his middle name, Bryan's.
Yeah. William Bryan's.
Bryan is his last name.
Bill Bryan.
So.
Bill Bryan's.
Let's get into Bill Bryan really quick, because I didn't know who the fuck Bill Bryan was. William
Bryan.
William Bryan. He was an American lawyer and politician, and he was a dominant force in the Democratic Party.
Of course he fucking was.
He ran three times as the party's nominee for president of the U.S.
So he was
working his political pussy out, honestly. He advocated for the 8-hour workday, a minimum wage, union strikes, and women's suffrage. Period.
Fuck yeah.
William Bryan. Absolutely. So he also supported prohibition and opposed the teaching of evolution. So two sides to every coin, right? They do so good until they don't.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like, so,
I want women in school, but they can't know about their own bodies.
Right. Or they can't know that they came from monkeys and fish. That's not allowed. Adam and Steve. Or Steve and Steve. Adam and Steve and Eve.
What were you trying to say?
I don't know. Oh. The gay version. I think I said it first.
Adam and Steve,
Adam and Steve. Yeah. Okay, anyways. So Curtis Springer, our man of the hour, was a very big supporter of Williams Jennings Bryan's and his
liberal whole, Bible thumper.
His liberal Bible thumper alcohol hating ass, basically. So following World War I, Springer worked at a school in Florida. I don't know what he did. Do not ask me. I literally have no idea. And then in the late 1920s, he moved to Chicago where he became...
He was IT. He fixed all the printers.
I said 1920s. Anyways, he fixed all the printers. No, he fixed only the springs in the printers because his last name is Springer.
Ah. Mm-hmm. Now we're getting...
Now we're getting somewhere.
He was in charge of all the pogo sticks.
Ever. In Florida, at the school in Florida. So in the late 1920s, he moved to Chicago, where he became involved with an automotive technical school called Greer College. Guess what happened 10 years later? He got fired.
Wah, wah.
Wah, wah.
I have a friend.
Yeah.
Who, you've met her, Chloe. Mm-hmm. Hi, Chloe. Frequently listens to the podcast.
What's up, girl?
But she started saying wah, wah in her personal life.
Fuck,
and she
yeah,
was telling
dude.
Me about it last night.
You want to know the fucked up origin of that story? I don't know if I've told it on the podcast or not. If Annabelle was here, she'd be fucking busting up right now, bitch. So we were reading something about something somewhere, but Michael Bublé came up and we were stoned out of our fucking mind, bitch. And she looks at me and she says, did you know that Michael Bublé's kid died? And I looked at
you
my
told
phone,
me about this.
And I looked up Michael Bublé's kid died and I look at her. And eyes half closed, me somewhere else in the world, I say, Michael Bublé's kid died. Cancer. Wah, wah. And it was the funniest thing in the entire world. We laughed about it for like an hour. And now that's what we say all the time. Wah, wah.
I love wah, that. Wah. You told me that. I don't know if it's on a podcast episode
I
haven't
either,
edited.
But you
or
guys
if
can
it's...
just enjoy that story again. Get over it.
Wah, wah.
Wah, wah.
That's hilarious.
It's either or wah, wah.
So the thing, I don't know how long you've been doing it, but I've started doing it because Taylor does it.
Yeah.
So like she'll tell you a story and be like, and I was over at his house and and his mom was there and
yeah.
Like it doesn't ever make sense, but she just includes it in conversation.
Okay, it makes perfect sense in my brain. I don't know why. Like I went on a date like 2 days ago and I was like, oh, you know, I got trauma. And he thought it was the funniest thing in the world. Like it's just a good way to like lighten up things. And if they don't laugh when you go, they're not the one for you. I'm just saying. I'm sorry. Relationship advice with Sierra. That's it. Okay. Anyways, let's get back to our boy Kurt.
Oh, yeah.
Kurt Springer.
Kurt.
Jerry Springer's grandfather. It could be.
It could be.
Could be. Could be.
Kurt.
Kurt. Anyways, so by 1930, he got fired from the automotive technical school.
Went where?
Called Greer College. And then that school was forced into bankruptcy. So, like... super good stuff.
So he dodged a bullet.
He really did dodge a bullet, honestly. But like, if a company files bankruptcy, at least you get like a little bit of severance. You know, if you get fired, you know, you get your last paycheck and then you're just done or whatever.
Yeah.
So there's also a source that says somewhere that he was an insurance salesman for a while, which also makes sense with his whole narrative. You'll understand in a little bit.
Yeah.
But throughout the 1930s...
what scam can I do next?
Right. So throughout the 1930s, Springer gave lectures throughout the Midwestern United States, and he was claiming that he was the dean of Greer College, or that he represented or attended the fictional institutions of... behind door number one, we have the National...
Hogwarts!
Star Wars school. I don't know. Like, so, door number one, da-dun-dun-dun, we have the National Academy. Door number two, we have da-dun-dun-dun, the Springer School of Humanism. Behind door number three, we have the American College of Doctors and Surgeons. That's not a
Jesus
thing.
Jesus Christ.
That's not a real thing.
People,
door number four. Shut up. Door number four.
Without the internet, people ate shit up just like Fruit Loops. They were
absolutely.
Just like, gobble, gobble, bitch.
Gobble, gobble.
They did not
gobble
care.
Gobble me, swallow me, jump down the side of me. Quick, jump out before you let it get inside of me.
There was no Bing.com
no,
to look up.
Bing.com.
Whether or not Springer Humanist Institute was a thing.
I only do my searching on Bing.com.
Oh my God. You and all of your residents.
Absolutely. They're not even my residents anymore. But yeah, they use Bing. They don't know what a Google is. Bing it, bro. Why don't we use Bing? Google it. Guess what? You pull it up on your Safari. Because you have an iPhone.
I don't get...
That's me saying I'm more superior than you because I have a Google phone. A Google.
You know Chrome works on all phones.
I know, but like that's another app to install.
And?
That's crazy. Mine just comes with my phone.
Yeah, but... Okay.
Let's fight about it, bitch.
I don't know.
No, it's okay. I understand. It's a whole thing. Yeah, yeah, we got it. It's all right. Anyways, the behind door number four, we have the Westlake West Virginia College. God damn it. Behind door number five, we have two non-existent osteopathy schools in Marysdale, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey.
Jesus. So he's like, I know everything about humanism. I know everything about bones.
Yeah.
Bone spurs.
I know. Bone spurs. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, he knows everything. He knows it all. Anything that you ever have to ask him about, he knows about. He knows about cars. He knows about bones. He knows about surgeons and doctors, insurance. He knows it all. He's a one-stop shop for knowledge. He's truly.
Jerry Springer's great grandpa.
Probably just grandpa. Grandpa. He was born in 1896.
96. Yeah.
He lived for 100 years. Had a kid at 50. 1896. Had a kid at 50.
Kurt Springer sailed.
Yeah.
The ocean blue.
Sailed the ocean blinger.
Yep.
That's it. That's how it goes. Anyways, so his lectures were quote unquote free, but he would ask for donations partway through his speeches. So he'd be like, yeah, so anyways, the, you know.
The Church of Jesus Christ and the Latter-day Saints would really appreciate
your support. But also, if you would like to give me some money, it's basically what we do on the podcast. But he was doing it back in like the 1920s. And then he attempted to sell audience members private courses in psychoanalysis for $25 a session.
That's our new product. Head over to the blog,
learnabasement.com. If you want me to read you to filth, I absolutely will. If you want my tarot cards to read you to filth, I absolutely will. If you want to pay me to do both of those things, I absolutely will. Period. So in ads for his, so like in advertisements for his appearances, he would give himself the title of MD, ND, DO, or PhD.
Just for fun.
Just for fun. He didn't actually get any of that training or education, but he just felt like it.
We love it.
He said, you know what? I could be a really good doctor. So I'm going to be a doctor.
And I'm going to award myself an honorary doctor.
I deserve it. I deserve to be a doctor. Why can't I be a doctor? It's like the NPC guy. I'm going to start just putting my name on random business cards and saying I'm the CEO of like Lyft. Like Uber. MD. You know?
Yeah. MD at Lyft Enterprises.
.gov. .org. So he had a very confident tone, and he seemed very practiced with a lot of his speeches. So like he...
Yeah, he was a comfortable bullshitter.
Yeah, he bullshitted.
He was a good actor.
He had a doctorate in bullshitting. Honestly, he constantly urged his radio audiences to purchase his homemade homeopathic preventatives. Some of those preventatives were for hair loss, and some of those preventatives were for hemorrhoids. So he married a woman named Mary Louise Berkebile. Berkebile? B-E-R-K-E-B-I-L-E? Berkebile? That's a bad name.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but that's a bad name. But they got divorced, so it doesn't even matter if her name's bad or not, because they got divorced. He had several children, including a daughter named Mary Lou, and a son, Curtis Jr., Barf, who later became a judge in Montgomery, Alabama.
Naturally.
So he probably hates abortion. And guess what? We hate you, Curtis Jr.
Yeah.
Period.
Go fuck a tree.
Yeah. So Springer, Curtis, our boy,
yeah.
He lived in Chicago for like most of his life up until the summer of 1934. And he applied for airtime on WGN Radio, which is a commercial AM radio station in Chicago. And the station heard about Springer and he was like, this guy's weird. He has way too many titles. He knows too much shit. Like, he's weird. So what do? They contact the American Medical Association, bitch. Uh-oh. And they say, this guy's being fucking weird. And the American Medical Association says, all right, we'll check up on him. Don't worry about it. So they check up on him, right? And they actually bring in their Bureau of Investigation. And they were investigating him for information regarding his, just him in general. Yeah. What's he doing? What's going on? Is this a guy faking to be a doctor? And then they took note of the fact that his entire record was completely falsified.
Yeah.
So then he was labeled as a notorious fraud and doctor impersonator in the medical community.
Hell yeah.
But guess what? he got Jesus on his side.
Oh, of course I did.
He got the Lord on his side. Nothing can hurt him because he's got Jesus or whatever it is. I don't know. So then he was featured in an article in 1936. And this article was in the Journal of American Medical Association. And this article was titled, Curtis Howe Springer, A Quack and His Nostrums. They literally labeled him the King of Quacks.
Fuck yeah.
And if anyone doesn't know what a quack is, it's someone who claims to be a medical professional, but literally has no idea what the fuck they're doing. That's Isn't what a quack is.
Just a fraud in general?
It could be a fraud, but it most of the time relates to the medical field.
Gotcha.
Like, he was a quack doctor. That guy's a quack.
Yeah. Yeah. Love that.
So, that article also shows that Springer never graduated from a reputable college or university with a medical degree or otherwise. So, he never got his degree in nothing, bitch.
Yeah.
He was just as dumb as the rest of us. Maybe even a little bit dumber, because I got my degree, bitch. I'm smarter than this man. I could do it. I don't actually want to do anything that this guy does. So, anyways, then he decides, you know what? I'm going to be on the radio. I'm going to be on the radio. That's the next career move for me. So he somehow obtained a twice daily slot as a radio evangelist on Chicago's WCFL.
Do you know how?
No.
You write to the evangelist.
Evangelist?
Evangelist radio and say, hey, I'm a quack. And they're like, perfect.
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 Get in here. We've been looking for one of you.
We've been looking for a Jesus all the time. You know the answers.
You know everything, right? So he began broadcasting for all of this stuff in 1934. So we're kind of going back and forth between times right now. But I think you're getting a pretty good picture of who this man is.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Mind you, I'm reading all of this in like one article. And I'm like, there's no way that this guy is somehow related to Zizek's Road.
Yeah.
Because this all connects, bitch. It all connects. So he had his radio career, and then his programs were often like an outlet for his support of Franklin Roosevelt and the New Deal.
Okay.
So he was very like opinionated about his opinions, and yeah. He was very vocal about them. So he would also use the radio show to sell his medications. Let's talk about his medications. Colin just rolled his eyes at me.
To go catch them. Holy shit.
One of his medicines was called an Rehib, and it was an antacid. It was confirmed by the American Medical Association to just be like purely baking soda. So he was selling this antacid and saying, it'll make you feel better. And it was just like taking a chunk out of the Arm & Hammer box.
Which I think actually would be effective as antacid.
It would be, but like not that effective, and you're not marketing it correctly, you know? His other medicine was called antediluvia tea. Antediluvia. A-N-T-E-D-I-L-U-V-I-A. Antediluvia tea. You want to know what that was used for? It was a crude mixture of laxative herbs. So have some baking soda and then go shit yourself. Thanks for coming to your doctor's office. So he would use his radio show to sell shit like that. And then in 1935, he left Chicago and began preaching on KDKA in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Yeah, so he's staying in the Midwest. Good. Stay over there, right? So now I'm exactly where I fucking want to be. When it comes to script writing, I'm like, this is the weird shit. This guy's a fucking psycho. He's lying about shit. He's selling shit that ain't real. I love him. I want to get a tattoo of this guy on my back because he's trying. And he looks like a goober. He looks like a goober. Let me pull up a fucking picture so you can understand why I think he looks like a fucking goober.
For y'all at home, these are on
It'll
the blog.
It'll be on the blog, yeah.
Wearingabiceman.com.
Look at this guy. He looks like Pennywise if Pennywise didn't have food
Jesus
for a week.
Jesus fuck. He walked into the barbershop and said, give me your best dickhead.
He said, fuck me up, cuz.
Can you do a triangle? I want a triangle.
I want to look like a parallelogram in a weird way.
But I want to look like I touch children.
Yeah, he's a funny looking fucking dude. He is funny looking. So here we go. We are in it, bitch. We are in the meat and potatoes of this fucking story. So we are going to talk about Zizek's.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Zizek's was one of many health spas.
No.
That Curtis Springer had created.
Okay.
He's so mad. So in 1931, Springer's wife, new fiance, actually, Mary, encouraged him to try and launch a health spa.
Oh, God. So she was delusional, too.
Uh-huh.
She's like, Curtis, I want you to launch a health spa.
Curt, you know what will make me feel real good sleeping at night? If you made a spa. If you made a bunch of commercial bathtubs for everyone to use. That's what a spa is. Anyways,
Sierra Googled, what is it? Binged, what is a spa?
And it came definition up, of commercial spa. Bathtub. Community bathtub, sorry. So he launched a resort called Haven of Rest in Fort Hill, Pennsylvania. 6 years later, he lost Haven of Rest due to non-payment of taxes. So we're doing good so far. We're doing great. And then he tried to set up other resorts in Pennsylvania, Maryland, and Iowa. So he's trying to extend his little slimy tentacles into the Midwest, yeah, he's basically.
Like, he's just throwing this spa idea at every state and seeing what sticks. Which bureaucracy is the weakest?
Yeah, who's the most Republican? It's going to stick to their walls because they're slimy.
Ooh.
Yeah. So in 1944, Springer... Oh, I'm so sorry. You guys, I fucked up. So Springer's original wife, Mary, suggested the idea of opening a health spa, bath, whatever.
Yeah.
But his fiance, his new fiance, Helen... So him and Helen, after he divorced Mary, he was like, listen, Helen... My ex-wife gave me this really good idea, and I want you to get on board with it. And Helen said, okay. And so they filed a mining claim on federal land, which was about 12,800 acres in California's Mojave Desert. I would like to give you a spoiler alert. They did not mine anything except people's money, but not like barely. They literally, so the way that this worked was he...
You just have a TV set of like a mine.
Yeah. So he originally posted mining claims in the area under the General Mining Law of 1872. And that mining law basically said that if you can prove that there are some sort of mineral deposits here that we can push back into the general economy, you can have this land for free.
So he's just Andrew Jacksoning.
Basically.
Parts of California.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to bend the rules and going to make this land mine.
It's mine.
And pay zero for
and
it.
And you can't tell me otherwise.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So he does the whole...
I realize Andrew Jackson had a genocide too, and this guy sounds like he didn't have a genocide associated with him.
It was almost to the genocide.
Oh, really? Point. Tell me more.
I think so. I really think it could have been like a whole new like Jonestown type deal if it would have gone on for any longer. But the Fed stepped in way earlier than anybody thought. So they said, shut this shit down.
This is a problem.
So him and Helen file a mining claim. And then they named the settlement Zizix, Z-Z-Y-Z-X, as a gimmick to ensure that it would be, quote, the last word, unquote, in health. So they were marketing Zizix as a health retreat, a health and medical whatever.
Yeah.
Zizix actually only consisted of 20 tents, like 20 camping tents at the very beginning. And then Curtis would go out and recruit homeless men from LA's Skid Row to build like super simple concrete buildings. He was like, if you come work for me, you can fucking stay in the concrete buildings. And the homeless guys were like, all right, sounds good.
That's actually, okay, the naming... You went past that a while ago, but that's actually pretty smart. Like, people use intentionally A's in the names of things so that they show up. It used to be a big deal when you had, like, a phone book. Because if you're looking at plumbers, the first plumber on the page is often who you're going to... but it's often who you're going to call.
Right.
And
you just need a plumber.
Yeah, now. So A and B plumbing.
My toilet's been backed up for 6 months.
Yeah, exactly. So doing Z, doing the opposite, I think that's interesting.
Yeah.
But you're not going to screw off ABBA and be like, ABBA Health Club.
And also like Zizix Health, that's weird. Zizix Mineral Springs, that's kind of fun. Yeah. Also, you have to remember, this is on the main highway to get to and from LA to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
So people see it. Like, I remember seeing it. That's why we're here, bitch. That's why we're on this fucking speeding train full of weird antacids and baking soda and laxative teas.
And Helen.
And Helen. Helen caused all of this. So they actually created an imitation hot springs. So there were no hot springs at Zizix ever. There were no hot springs. Sorry to inform you all. No hot springs.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. But like that was the thing when I like heard about Zizix Road. I was like, why do I not know about Zizix Mineral Springs or like Zizix Hot Springs? Like that's weird. You would think that that's somewhere that people would stop on their way to and from Vegas.
Right.
You know what? Especially from LA. And so like that's why I was like, what the fuck is this? What are we talking about? I've passed by this shit so many times and there's hot springs back there?
Yeah.
What the hell? So, he created an imitation hot spring, which he tried to pass off as genuine, by the way. He tried to say that this is, like, real hot spring water from the earth, or the crust, or the magma, or the core, or whatever. The mantle.
Yeah.
But
I'm sure he has never built a hot spring before.
No, but you want to know...
He's not fucking Disney.
You want to know how he kept the water hot? He just boiled the water. He would just use the boiling water and just put it in the... Yeah, I don't know.
What?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, how was he boiling it?
He used a boiler to heat several pools.
Oh, so it was a legitimate boiler. It wasn't.
Yeah, it was a boiler. Sorry, it was a boiler. But okay. I like to think it's like a line, like a fire line of just like people passing one scalding hot fucking sauce pot of boiling water, just dumping it in the pool. That's silly.
Yeah.
I love silly shit. Anyway. So, over time, he created a 60-room hotel, a church, a cross-shaped health spa with mineral baths, a radio broadcast studio, a private airstrip dubbed Zyport, and several other buildings, which included a castle.
When Sierra does her little thing... You know it's an off the rails episode.
I do it whenever you look pissed as fuck. That's when I do my little God. Game show music because I, at this point, all of my episodes, I just try to piss you off. But really? enough to where like it's too stupid to get really mad about, but like it's just stupid enough to be like kind of upset about. You know, that's like how I frame all of my episodes. This
Sierra
point.
Is just an annoying horsefly. Oh my God.
So while he was building the retreat, he spent Curtis, while he was building the retreat, he spent half of the week in L.A. while he was still recording his new radio program. And he was also rounding up people to build his new resort by offering room and board at Zizix in exchange for labor. So he was like, yeah, I'm building this cool fucking spa up in blah, blah, blah.
I've got a cave.
I got a cave and I got a radio show. You should come work for me. But also, I ain't gonna pay you, but you can sleep here on this concrete. He's from Montgomery, Alabama. You know, you gotta give him that southern twang. You gotta make it sound like he's illiterate as hell. Because he was, because he never got a college degree. College degree. I'm sorry. Anyways.
He never went to college.
Right. He never went to college. So from Zizix, Springer continued his syndicated radio program. At one point, was carried by 221 stations in the United States and 102 more abroad. And his shows consisted of him mixing religious music and his own radio evangelism. So this man is out here in the middle of the fucking desert in California creating a spa, quote unquote.
Hillsong and meth.
With boiling water, apparently. And also doing a radio show on the side. Jesus but also, Christ. If you think about it, that's like the white Republican version of what we do. We have a house and we do a podcast. It's kind of like a radio show.
Now you guys know our inspiration.
It's this guy. It's Curtis Springer. So he often requested the listeners of his radio program to send him donations. He would be like, please. I'm please. So poor. But if you sent him a donation, you got a special cure. This went from everything from hair loss to cancer. He could fix it all, bitch. He could fix it all. all of it. Because he was a doctor and scientist and football player, king in space of the medical world.
Oh my God. People really worship like mediocre white men.
Yeah. So most of his like smoothie cures, whatever, were a blend of celery, carrot, and parsley juices. So
just. It's like those bitches on TikTok that sell like
health teas
or like poorly stickered candles.
Yeah.
Didn't you get something that was.
All the time. What are we talking about?
No, didn't you post something recently that. No, it was another friend. She got like a candle and it was supposed to look all beautiful, whatever. And it just had shitty stickers on the side.
I love it. Like my favorite thing right now. So like Etsy is a really big thing, right? Yeah. Always has been, always will be. But Etsy recently raised their like selling prices or something, or like, I don't know. Something happened with Etsy. Google it. I don't fucking know. But a lot of like creators have been coming off of Etsy and just selling on like their own websites, right? But then you get these like shitty fucking products because on like a seller's website, you don't have anywhere to like review the product in a neutral playing field.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? On Etsy,
five stars.
Yeah. Etsy.com is a neutral playing field where someone tells you something and you say, I didn't like it or I did like it. And that someone that sold you something can't like delete your comments.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if you have your own fucking website, you can sell shit. And if it's bad and there's a bad comment on there,
go get our merch. We're in a basement.com. It's great.
If you hate it, I don't care.
No, but for real, it's actually pretty good.
It's very good merch. Very, very good. So the Zizix Spring experience itself, the experience of Zizix Springs included goat milk, life prolonging antediluvium tea. It's that tea that we talked about earlier. Shit your pants tea. That's what I'm calling it because it's a laxative. It's a bunch of herbal laxatives. Shit your pants tea. A $25 self-administered hemorrhoid cure. And more solicitations for donations. And twice daily sermons over the loudspeakers. Colin's like, making a face that is the exact face that I want every time I do an
Christianity
episode.
But make it cult, also loudspeakers because Islam.
No, Christianity but make it cult, make it loudspeakers, and make it a little bit of Mary Kay. Like truly,
LuLaRoe.
This is a pyramid scheme mixed with a cult, mixed with a something else. You know,
Jesus Christ. Like,
so at this point, while I'm researching this shit, I'm like, this is not real.
There's no fucking way.
It is. It's fucking real, bitch. It's real. Curtis Springer is a menace to society. He is a menace to society, bitch. And he only lived until like 1985 or 1986, I think. But he also used the springs, quote unquote, to bottle his water and provide drinks for the travelers that were coming through the desert. So like to and from Vegas.
Here's some bath water.
Y'all want some piss water?
Jesus Christ. Pissed in it ourselves.
Pissed in it myself. He also imported animals from around the country to attract more families to visit the ranch.
So he's literally everything we've talked about on
so
this podcast.
So he is LuLaRoe. LuLaRoe, the snake guy. What was his name?
Maurer. Rio Maurer.
Rio Maurer. So LuLaRoe, Rio Maurer, Jared Leto, Bob Reichardt, and Jesus in one person. I love this man. I want to get a tattoo of him. Just something fucking stupid. So anyways, let's get into some legal stuff and then we'll be done. And I'll be done like torturing you with this man. But around 1969, nice, Springer had begun marking off lots on the land to allow donors, quote unquote, of large sums of money to his ministry to build homes on the lots. So he said, this land isn't mine, but I will.
This land ain't my land.
I will cut off a piece for you if you donate a lot to my ministry. And then you can live there for however long you feel like. And the people said, all right. Sounds good. Even though they're in California. The desert of California is literally the same thing as talking to a redneck from fucking Kansas. Sounds good. I will talk shit on everyone I meet from Kansas. No one I've met from Kansas is a good person.
I know one person.
I do not know any single person from Kansas that I have enjoyed the company of. And I will die on that hill.
Mia's boyfriend.
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He Kansas. Knew my ex-boyfriend.
Knew him?
He knew of him.
Oh, wild.
Yeah. I knew that the first time we hung out. But while we were like, our little fever dream of the podcast was a thing on your birthday dinner.
Holy shit.
I was talking to him about that.
That was when we were like thinking of doing the podcast.
Yeah. And I was like, do you need a host? And you were like, maybe this person's going to bail. And I was like, well, I got a basement. So like, just hit me up. I don't know.
I think that's literally what you said.
Yeah. I said, I have a basement. I've got a
basement.
I got a basement. You can come yell as loud as you want in here. Sam's drunk, passed out upstairs. It don't matter.
That's funny.
Yeah. Anyways, so he was selling the land to donors of his, you know, ministry or whatever. And the federal government said, we do not like that. The federal government said, we gave you this land for $12,000 and now you're trying to make a profit off of it, even though you're not even doing what you said you would originally do, which was mining. Where's my gold? Where's my silver? Where's my mining product?
Yeah.
Please. So, like I said, Springer had originally posted mining claims in the area under the General Mining Law of 1872. And there were also a number of unsatisfied customers who had made complaints. And that also caused an inquiry of Springer and his medicines. So people were...
Like, they were pissed because they weren't shitting enough.
Right.
And they died of cancer.
Basically. Or like their toes still hurt. I don't know. Like, what are you expecting from a man who has fake degrees?
Well, I mean, okay.
I guess
the guy that's smart enough to go after stupid people, like the stupid people.
That's true.
Are going to be pretty stupid.
He's the smartest of the dumb ones.
Exactly.
Just like conspiracy theorists are the smartest of the me. I'm the smartest out of all the dumb ones. Me. And I'm spreading our stories, our dumb stories. God. Here. That's God. My mission. I think that's my mission in life. Okay, so there were a number of unsatisfied customers leaving the, I don't know, 1969 version of a Yelp review somewhere complaining about this guy. And the federal court actually took Springer to court, claiming he was squatting on federal land. And then in 1974, he was found guilty. And then he offered to, so he gets found guilty and he turns around and he says, no, listen, I'll pay you back. I promise I'll pay you back. I will. So he offered to pay $34,187 in back rent on the land to the Bureau of Land Management. But the government said, I don't want that. I don't want your money. I want you to get the fuck off my land. Right?
Yeah.
So he was also convicted for making false claims that the health foods he sold would cure everything, quote, from sore toes to cancer, unquote. And in the trial, he was convicted of false advertising, and he filed several appeals on his conviction, and 2 years later, he ended up serving 49 days of a 60-day sentence. And then he died.
Thank the Lord.
And now the Zizek's Road compound is, first of all, the subject of the worst movie on the planet. And second of all, it is now a research facility used at California State University's Fullerton campus. They do like a bunch of like, I don't know, like just, they just use it as like a research site. They're like,
how do conspiracy theorists happen?
Right. And they're, well, no, not even that. I think it's for like desert ecology.
Yeah.
And ecosystems. It's
perfect. There's a bunch of houses out in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Right. And no one's living there anymore because Springer and all of his like followers got evicted.
Yeah.
By the government. So there was no one out there. So then the government took back the land and gave it to Cal State Fullerton. And now there's one guy that lives in Zizek's, California. And it's...
Oh, he actually lives there?
Yeah. He lives there because he works for Cal State Fullerton.
Gotcha.
In the ecology department or whatever.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Dope.
And that is the story of Zizek's Road and Curtis Springer. I don't know. So I got shoved into this rabbit hole. I didn't just like fall down it. Somebody came up from behind me and I didn't know and pushed me. It's like,
hey, bitch, you know this, but you don't.
Guess what? Kicks me hard. So hard. straight into the fucking rabbit hole, man. Yes. So, anyways, did you have fun? Did you have a good time?
I had so much fun.
Good. I have things.
I do too.
Okay, good. Things as in notes up. Things.
First of all, a Dance Moms themed haunted house called Abby Lee Thriller.
My jaw is on the floor. That bitch, that, I'm sorry. That is so fucking good. Are you fucking kidding me?
You're right? I thought of that with my own brain.
Abby Lee Thriller. I have to tell Annabelle that when she gets off work. She's going to scream.
Right?
I'm going to make that. That's going to be my house this year for Halloween. Abby Lee Thriller. And I'm going to be dressed up as Abby Lee Miller. And I'm going to walk around to all the people at my Halloween party. And I'm going to yell at them. And I'm going to say, sickled feet. Sickled feet. And then when someone says, you're talking to me like I'm stupid, I'm going to say, yeah, you are. Because that's what Abby Lee Miller does. But she says it to parents about their kids.
I love that. Final one.
Okay.
The guy on the Arnold Palmer cans is not George Bush.
No, it's Arnold Palmer. Did you not know that?
I always assumed it was George Bush.
Arnold Palmer is a real person.
That's I mean, I realize that now.
Okay.
But like, it's look, I haven't ever thought about, you guys, oh, that's probably Arnold Palmer.
Hey, it's not George Bush. Do you guys know?
Here's the deal. I didn't notice that on myself. Somebody posted a picture of an Arnold Palmer can saying, this is not George W. Bush.
I hate that shit. I hate when you don't realize something and then you see it on social media and someone points it out to you and you say, I'm a fucking idiot.
Exactly.
I literally never.
Exactly.
Yeah. I understand. I get it. It's okay. I still love you.
Thanks.
You're welcome. So just continuing on the growing Google note of things that Sam has said to me. If you're just now tuning into the podcast, my roommate got a little bit drunk this afternoon and came home and made it my problem. So then I had to get a little bit drunk. And I thought this episode was going to be a mess, but I feel like it went pretty well. Anyways, she said, I'm going to run for president. I have great tits, nice hair, and okay policies. Sam 2024.
We'll bleep out her last name.
Sam boop, 2024.
Oh, nice bleep there.
Thank you. But sometimes Sam just like gets really very passionate about very dumb shit that doesn't matter to us, like road construction. She gets really mad
like
about
you
it.
And I.
And she says, I could do this better. Like the all the construction that's happening on the I-25 corridor right now. She says, why don't they open this lane up? That doesn't make any sense. Let me do it. Put me in charge. And I say, Sam, that's not how it works. You can't just open up. You can't have three lanes going south and two lanes going north. That's not how it works. And she says, I don't care. Make it work. And I say, you're terrifying. Thank you. But I don't have anything else on my notes. It was just that one stupid fucking thing that Sam said to me right before you walked through the front door. Yeah. I'm going to run for president. I have nice tits, great tits, a nice hair, and okay policies. Not even good policies, just okay policies. That's all.
Gosh.
That's all you need. Anyways, that's it. Look at Pancake. She's so sleepy.
I know. She was putting her arms over the edge of the bed earlier.
You're sleepy. What's going on? She said, what's going on?
Whoa, you're looking at me.
Well, oh. I'm sad that Annabelle wasn't here for our little background chuckles, because her background chuckles make me laugh so much.
Right.
Like, when I, like, sometimes I just look over to her for...
She's just got her hands in her head.
Yeah, I look at her for, like, approval or confirmation of something funny that I'm saying, because maybe you're not laughing as hard as I want you to. So I look over at her, and she's just on her phone. I'm like, what the fuck, man?
Well.
But... anyways,
thanks for tuning in this week, y'all.
Thank you guys. Go get a bumper sticker. Go get a sweatshirt if it's cold where you live. Even if it's not cold where you live, get a sweatshirt. Break it in now so you have it ready for the fall. And, you know, support or respect your local woman. I've said it wrong so many times in so many fucking videos. Respect and support your local woman. If you're not doing both, I don't trust you.
By the way, both stickers are available on the blog, wordinabasement.com. If you want respect... or if you want support, do both. Get both.
We love giving options here.
Put both on your bumper.
Here in the basement. Yeah, get one and then the other. People are just confused trying to figure out what's the
right one. Do I respect them or believe them or support them?
believe your local woman.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, that
but
too.
That like, too.
Women can also lie, so I lie every day. I don't. I lie to myself every day, and that's okay. We all gotta lie to ourselves a little bit.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Anyways, yeah. Thank you for listening. Go get some merch. Follow us on social medias. I hope you enjoyed learning about Curtis. Now you can all tell people weird fun facts about Zizek's Road. And the
how would you say ZZYX?
Yeah. How would you say ZZYZX? You can't forget the third Z. And then you can drop little fun facts about the lowest grossing movie in the world. I'm losing it. We gotta go. We gotta get out of here.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. I'm allowed to say whatever I want. It's my podcast.